Today's program is brought to you by Korin, supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. For more information, visit korin.com.
I'm HRN's Executive Director, Katie Mosman-Wadler, with a preview of this week's episode of Meat and Three, our weekly food news roundup. Kat Johnson kicked the season off with an episode about food and football, so now we're turning to one of my favorite sports, talking about cookbooks. We'll take a sneak peek at a few recipe breakthroughs that Rose Levy Barenbaum discovered while working on her 12th cookbook.
You know, so this was such a eureka thing. People ask me if I still keep learning. And yeah, just thinking about it and trying to find a better way. It happens.
And hear about the challenges of writing a book about alcohol from HRN host Souther Teague.
The history of drinking is very blurry. Because people were drinking and no one was taking notes.
Plus, we'll get all the expert dish about the most exciting cookbook titles heading to bookstores this fall.
Like jazz music, it's been a part of American cuisine for centuries.
Subscribe to Meat and Three wherever you listen to podcasts and be the first to know when the next episode drops.
Hello, welcome to Japan Eats. I'm your host Akiko Tema, a food writer and director of the New York Japanese Culinary Academy, which promotes a deep understanding of Japanese cuisine in America. We are broadcasting live from our studio at Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn. This show is all about Japanese food and food culture. We see sushi at every deli in the supermarket, but what is beyond sushi? We hear dashi ramen izakaya, but what exactly are they? Japanese food is still a mystery for many people, so I'll try to demystify it in this program with my cool guests. And my guest today is Chikara Yamada, who is the chef owner of the Kushiyage restaurant, Yamada Chikara New York, in Midtown Manhattan, which opened in May. By the way, Kushiyage is a deep-fried food on a stick, and we'll talk about it too. And Chikara is the chef owner of the highly recognized restaurant, also called Yamada Chikara in Tokyo, as well, and which serves Japanese dishes with a modern twist. And Chikara's background is very intriguing. So he spent 7 years in Europe, owned a successful Japanese restaurant, actually two restaurants in Spain, and eventually worked for a renowned chef, Ferran Adrià, at El Bulli in San Sebastian. And his style of cooking reflects his diverse experiences. So today we'll discuss Chikara's unique culinary training, how he expresses the sense of Japanese tradition on his creative dishes, why he opened a restaurant in New York, and much, much more. But before we start, Japan Eats is available on Heritage Radio Network website, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. So please go to iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify and subscribe to Japan Eats. And please write a review. We really appreciate your feedback. Also, if you have any ideas about topics of the show or show guests, please let us know. You can email us at japanneeds@heritageradionetwork.org or akikokatema.com. Now let's start a conversation with Chikara Yamada. Hello, Chikara-san. Welcome to Japan Eats. So first of all, let's start about your background. So where are you from and how did you get into cooking?
I'm from Shizuoka, from Japan. I started work at a French restaurant in Atami.
So Shizuoka is fairly close to Tokyo, like 1-2 hours.
Yes, and then, Shinkansen.
Right. Shinkansen. And it's great, famous for onsen, hot spring.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so you actually worked in Atami. That was a hotel.
Yes, right. Hotel and French restaurant.
Okay, but how did you know? Did you go to the culinary school or?
No. I don't.
You just started.
Yes. No culinary school.
Because you were into food, just wanted to cook? Or what's the reason to?
Yes, cook, but start from dishes. It's my start my career.
Right. Yeah. I heard that you even didn't know how to hold a knife when you joined the hotel kitchen. Right. Okay. And so you, I heard you worked first in that restaurant, and you worked in Tokyo too, right? In Italian restaurant,
and also French restaurant also, and Japanese restaurant in Yugawara.
Okay, yes. That's another onsen.
Yes, right. Another onsen, yes.
Right. Okay, that's interesting. So even if you have a creative, you know, like a modern style Japanese restaurant, now you have French and Italian, very diverse background. So, but what's interesting is you went to work in Spain. So when and why did you go to Spain?
I went to Europe to go to France and Italy, but I decided to go to Spain first because my father was in architecture.
Architect.
In my house, many books of Gaudi and Kenzo Tange, as architecture, Japanese.
Right.
Japanese architect. And yes.
Right. So, but did you have any Spanish language skills? Were you able to speak Spanish?
No, nothing.
Oh, wow. But then you got a job in Spain, right?
Yes, very difficult, but yes.
How did you find a job in Spain?
I went to direct to a restaurant.
Knock on the door. Wow. And then they just hire you? Or I heard that you decided not to get any payment, salary.
No. And in Spain, impossible.
Right. So basically you did a kind of intern or the staging.
Yes, stage, yes.
Right. So that's how you learned Spanish cooking at the beginning?
Beginning in stage. And also I worked in Japanese restaurant for got money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. That's where you got paid.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And then I heard that you actually bought the restaurant, the Japanese restaurant in Spain?
Yes.
Okay. How did it happen?
How? When I was working in a Spanish restaurant in Barcelona, I was not paid. So to earn money, I also worked in Japanese restaurant.
And what I learned. So, by the way, listeners, Chikara is so fluent in Spanish, and he was actually on TV in Spain too. Yeah, but he's learning English right now. So, but I can help you. So, what I heard is the restaurant's owner's husband died.
Yes.
And the wife asked you to take over the restaurant.
Yes.
Wow. And then you took over.
No.
And then, so basically bought the restaurant. And then what's surprising, in 6 months, it became very popular, more popular restaurants than ever before. Right. So what did you do? Like you did something special to make the restaurant popular?
Yes.
You can speak in Japanese. I can translate. Yeah, sure.
こういうふうにやったらなんとなく流行るんじゃないかなってすごい分かったんで。
So there's some ideas that they could be popular.
その頃バルセロナはもうトラディショナルな日本のレストランしかなかったので、
So that time there's only traditional Japanese restaurant in Barcelona.
もっとこう楽しい音楽が流れてて、食事ももっとこう地元の食材を使って日本食のテクニックを使ってに和食のようなフュージョンのような料理をするっていうような。
So as opposed to a traditional Japanese restaurant, you played cool music, modern style, and then used the local ingredients with Japanese techniques.
そうですね。
And recipes. Wow, so that was, when was it? What year? 何年ぐらいですか? Like 10, 20 years ago?
いや、もっとです。
Wow, over 20 years.
僕はだから 22年、23年前ぐらいです。
20 to 23 years ago. Yeah, I'm sure it's completely different in terms of number of Japanese restaurants in Barcelona. Okay. But then people started to find a new style of Japanese restaurant in Barcelona at that time.
そうですね、きっと。多分。だから、うちの店は日本人よりも 地元のその若い人たちがいっぱい お客さんと来てたんで
So you got acquired customers, local young people yes. as opposed to Japanese expatriates Okay Yeah, I also heard that you intentionally strategically left the you know, there's no shutter when the restaurant is closed not an operation and try to let people see inside to show something interesting So I really think you have an idea to how to appeal some kind of uniqueness with artistic way. So I think that's what you're known for that. So anyway, so and also you opened a second restaurant?
バルセロナで。
Because of the success of the first one.
そうですね。日本酒っていうのをその時すごい 向こうでまだなかったので、それをみんなさんに飲んでいただきたかったので、その日本酒のバーみたいなのを開いたんです。
Wow, so that time there's not much a good place to drink Japanese sake. So introduce it. You opened a bar, sake bar.
Yes.
That could be available now too. okay. You decided to go back to Japan. 日本に帰られたんですよね。 Even if it's you're very successful, you decided to go back to Japan. Why?
なんか向こうにいた時にすごい不安になって、まあレストラン2軒やってて順調だったんですけど、やっぱり日本の方がこうレストランの動きとか食に対する動きがすごい活発なので。
So you felt kind of like lost because compared to Japanese food scene which is much more active and exciting. So you decided to
もっと新しいこう流れを知りたくなって日本に帰ってきたのかなって感じ。
So you wanted to go back to Japan and acquire more latest movement of food scenes. Okay. And so you did you what did you do you, when you go back to Japan?
僕がその一番最初に働いた熱海のレストランのシェフのお店が東京にあったので、そこで働きました。
So the branch of your original hotel restaurant in Atami and in Tokyo, that's where you worked. Okay. But then you, now this is exciting. So you started working for Ferradria at LV. So how did you get the job? You were in Japan and then how did you come back to Spain to work for Ferran?
ちょうど僕が日本で働いてる時にフェランたちが日本に来るっていう話があって、 で、僕はその通訳と、まあ、彼たちのこう周りの世話とかをするために着くっていう仕事を与えられたんですね。
So you got a mission when Ferradria had a trip to Japan. I know that Ferradria is very into Japanese food culture and Japanese culture. So you had a mission to translate and take care of everything because you spoke Spanish and you know they understand the food. Okay, so did you just ask him? Give me the job.
その時にもう一緒に働きたいって言って、で、それでそのまま一緒に
Oh wow! So you got a job by asking, "Can I get a job?" And the friend said yes, and you just follow with him back to Spain. That's crazy! Congratulations. Okay, so what was your position at LV?
LVG はですね、ポジションが結構いろいろ分かれてるんですけど。
There's so many different positions at LV.
一番最初はもう僕はあの完全に仕込みの場所。 だから来た魚とか肉をこうおろしたりとか掃除したりとかするところから始まった。
So started from cleaning and prep, just a prep. And then?
で、その後はもうパティスリーの方に行ったりとか、あとはまあ冷たい前菜や魚肉っていうポジションをいろいろ回らせてもらいました。
So basically you covered from dessert to hot and cold dishes and entree, everything. Wow. So you were, how long were you there?
僕は2年間ですね。
Two years. Okay. And what did you learn from Ferran?
まず、僕一番最初に着いた時にフェランに言われたのは、日本食のこうテクニックを向こうの食材でやれって言われたんですね。
So Ferran asked you to cook Japanese food with local ingredients.
例えば向こうの白いんげん豆とか向こうにある豆で豆腐を作れって。
So that's funny. So Ferran asked you to make tofu with the white beans, not the soybeans, which、はい、I don't think it's easy.
うん、だから多分僕その時にあのこれじゃ多分豆腐もできないし豆乳もできないしって言ったら、うん、フェランがお前でもやったことないのになんでできないって言えるんだってすごい言われたんです、うん、
So Ferran、you said to Ferran you can't make tofu or soy milk、うん、tofu milk with white beans、うん、and then Ferran said why not you never tried it before、うん
うん、そう彼はもう常にこういろいろ僕に質問してくるので、
うん、
僕がこう向こうに料理習いに行ってるという立場なのに、普段の方からこう僕にいろいろ質問してくる。
So even if you are、kind of starting and training employees,、うん、this lower level started, and then Ferran keeps asking you questions,、うん、like as if you are the chef.
そうです。
So、I went to、Madrid Fusion,、うん、and you know the chef's yes, conference.、Yeah. I interviewed him before, and it's amazing how curious he is, and he's like、almost a child.To look into something interesting. So,
そうですね。だから彼も頭の中で考えるスピードと自分のこう口から出てくる言葉のスピードが追いついてないので、みんな何言ってるのか分からないんです。
So Ferran's speed of what's he thinking and he comes out of his mouth, they're not matched because he thinks too fast. So nobody can understand what he's thinking. Right. So that's the thing he questions. And Why not? That's his、style of developing dishes. So, その料理開発のその、まあ、アイデアっていうのが疑問を持つことから始まるってこと
ですか？そうですね。まあ、彼常にだからみんなにいろいろ質問してて、君にとって料理するっていうのはどういうことみたいな、なんかそういう哲学的な質問をしてくるんですね。
So how he, Ferran asked you questions,、what is cooking?、
Yeah.
So it's very, very philosophical. How did you answer to that question?
いやもう難しくて答えない。例えばじゃあなんだろう普通に粉と卵と砂糖を使ってケーキを焼くっていうのは料理だろ。
うん。So he asks you、the、flour, egg, and sugar. You make a cake, right? And then
で例えばじゃあ卵があって、卵を割ってフライパンで焼くっていうのも料理だろって。
うん。And then you just crack an egg and、cook in a pan. That's also cooking.
じゃあ木になってるリンゴを取って皿の上に置いたらそれって料理っていうの？
And also、he asked、if you pick an apple on a tree and put it in a plate.
なんかそんなことをいつも聞いてくるんですよ。
And how did you answer to that?
彼曰くもう人の手が加わった時点でそれは料理。だからもうリンゴがその木から落ちて、それを人間が拾って、それが例えばなんだろう発酵したら、それはもう料理だよ。
So Ferran said,、for instance, there's an apple fell onto the ground and you pick it up and it's kind of fermented.、That's already cooking, even if you don't do anything intricate.
だからなんかその料理をするっていうことは何かとか、自分がなんで料理をしてるかっていうことをまあなんか常に考えろっていう、そういう形をなんか植え付けられた感じです。
So you learned that、what is cooking and it's a constant question、of what are you doing every day.
はい。
And I also heard that、Ferran asked you、why kombu and、bonito,、
はい、
dried bonito,、to bonito, the combination of why it'sDelicious. And how did you answer that to his question?
まあだからそれはもう昔からこう日本ではこういう伝統的な感じで出汁っていうものを取ってるし、それによって日本人には旨味ってものがあるんだよみたいなことを言いましたけど。
So you answered to the question why combine the bonito combination and that's basically yeah, the ingredients of dashi. Why is it tasty? And you said.
ただそれって本当に自分でこうちゃんと突き詰めて確かめたものなのかとか、なんでそうしてるかっていう理由を考えたことがあるかっていうのをもう本当に。
So the parent asked you back, why you said that she's traditional?、It's not a good enough answer. Do you know why, really?
No.
So what did you say to, back to him?
いや、もう何も言えなかったです、ね。
You can't say anything. That's why I think he's Ferran Adrià's the process was very scientific、mm. and very analytical、mm.
みんなそういうふうに言いますけど、僕は必ずしも彼がその有名になった部分はそこなのかもしれないですけど、うん、もちろん彼のベースもあって、昔からの例えばお母さんの料理食べてたりとか、うん、トラディショナルなこうカタラン料理食べたりとかしてるんで、それもあった上でいろんなこう楽しみをお客様にあげたいっていう方法の一つっていう、
mm. So Ferran is known for scientific approach, but his、mindis based on traditional Catalan cooking and、mm. his mother's cooking. And then、it's the science is a part of his hospitality to、mm. make customers, diners happy. So that's interesting. And I think also his style of cooking also have deconstruction.、
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you start thinking why this combination makes sense, you break it down. It's like a reverse engineering.And、you find why it's good. So that's why I think to me it's amazing is that he's、he really makes each component important. And I think whenever I see his cooking or demonstration, there is very ingredient-oriented style like Kaiseki cuisine. So there's something in common with his approach and Japanese cuisine, in my opinion.
よくなんかフェランがすごい解析的だって言われることとかあると思うんですけど、
フェランは often said his style is similar to 解析 cuisine。
彼はただ単にこう日本食に対してとかそういうことではなくて、彼のすごいところは、例えば食器ですとかそういった食べ方、あと調理法、そういった新しいものを作ってしまうというところですよね。
So it's not just aDeconstructing and creating a new approach, he creates a new way to eat.、
うん、
It's like plates and serving vessels,、うん、and of course, espuma.
So,、
that kind of thing. Okay. So, I'll talk about more with your current cooking, but I just wanted to ask you, you know, after spending 7 years in Europe, you returned to Japan and opened a popular 8-seat only restaurant, Yamadachikara, in Tokyo.So, what is the concept of Yamadachikara in Tokyo? And what kind of dishes do you serve at the restaurant?
僕のお店は、まあ、基本的にお茶っていう、お茶室があるんですけど、うちの店には。
So, Yamadachikara Tokyo has a tea room, Japanese traditional tea room.
まあ、なんでかというと、まあ、僕がもともとお茶の作る農家のお家のからの出身で。
Chikara's family is a tea farm in Shizuoka.
で、まあその中で、まあそんな昔から僕お茶のことをやってたわけじゃないんですけど、あの日本に帰ってからそのお茶っていうものを、まあ茶事ですね、のを知って、まあその世界がすごい好きになって、でそういうものを取り入れた、あの日本料理もあれば、もちろん日本料理もあれば、フレンチやイタリアンや、あのそのフェラのテクニックを使った料理を出すっていうレストランを。
Right. So after returning to Japan, you realized that the value, preciousness of tea ceremony, and then you decided to open a restaurant incorporated with that concept. And then also what you serve is, of course, it's traditional to French and Italian based on all your experience in the past. And also, of course, Ferran's modern style.
Yes. Right.
Amazing. Okay. And it's really cool. 8-seat only.
今はもう6席ぐらいしかないです。
Oh, wow. So now it's down to 6 seats? Why is that?
いや、やっぱり僕一人でやってるので全て。
Oh. So there's nobody else helping you? That's why you have to have...
サーブはしてくれます。はい。
So you are the only chef, and there's one server, and then you serve 8 customers. You used to serve 8 customers. Now, for the quality, you made down to 6 seats?
だからやっぱり6席ぐらいにしないと、こうクオリティが保てないんで。
Wow. So 6 seats is ideal for a chef to make everything perfect. How many courses do you serve at the Yamadachikara Tokyo?
値段ですか？
何皿と？
何皿？
値段と。
10皿ぐらいで18,000円です。
So 10 dishes and $180 ish. So...That's great. Only 6 people per night. Right. Okay, I have to go there when I go to Japan next time. Okay, so yeah, we'll take a quick break here, and when you come back, we'll talk about Chikara's New York Kushiyage restaurant. So please stay with us.
Today's program is brought to you by Korin, supplier of Japanese chef knives and restaurant supplies. Korin is proud of their Japanese culture and traditions, but they want you to know that their products are not just for Japanese restaurants. Their knives and tableware bring out the best qualities of food from every culture and fit into every restaurant, from French to Pan-Asian to American, and that is why they're located in New York City, where people from every country in the world come to eat. Korin's unique store in Lower Manhattan is home to perhaps the most extensive collection of Japanese chef knives in the world, including Japan, plus the rarest natural sharpening stones and exquisitely designed tableware. They also host special events such as knife sharpening demonstrations and parties with New York's most famous chefs and restaurateurs. Korin is dedicated to this ideal, bringing the implicit and elegance of Japanese culture to your table, be it in your home or in the finest restaurant. For more information, visit korin.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Japanese, broadcasting live from our studio in Bushwick, Brooklyn. I'm your host, Akiko Katayama, and my guest today is Chikara Yamada, who is a chef owner of Yamada Chikara, New York, in Midtown Manhattan, which opened in May. Okay, so let's talk about the restaurant in New York. So why did you decide to open a restaurant in New York?
僕ずっとバルセロナに住んでた時に、毎年バカンスには必ずニューヨークに来てまして。
So when you were in Barcelona, you used to come to New York every year?
Yes.
Wow.
ニューヨークのこういろんな人が集まってるところとか、あといろんなものを受け入れてくれるところがすごい好きで、
So everybody here, there's so many different kinds of people, and then people accept you regardless.
Yes.
I cannot agree more. yeah, it's so chaotic, but that's what it is. Okay, and so Yamada Chikara, New York, is located near the UN, United Nations, and the Japan Society. Mm.And I mean, once you step in, you'll find a beautiful long beechwood counter. And it's like stepping into somewhere else. So it's a beautiful space. So what is the concept of Yamada Chikara, New York?
メニューの主なテーマというか、その中心にあるものは串揚げですね。先ほども言っていただいたように。
So the theme of the menu is 串揚げ, which is...
で、え、串揚げ、
ちょっとこの定義を
串揚げっていうのは、まあ、あの串に刺さった串って、まあ、なんだろう、串に刺さった料理、
So the 串揚げ means a food on a skewer and then fried.
そうですね、フライ、あのパン粉をつけたフライですね。
So tempura is a flour and water only, but the 串揚げ means bread and the egg yolk.
はい、串揚げは食材をただ単に揚げるんじゃなくて、もう一回調理したものをもう一度こう揚げ直したりとか、そういったこともできる調理法ですね。
ああ、なるほど。So, so tempura is just frying the fresh ingredients, but for 串揚げ, because of the breadcrumbs and flour and egg, it's a different variation of texture and also the color is browner, but also you can pre-cook it.And refry it. So that means you can have more complex process.
そうですね。あと、あの、いろんなそれに合ったソースをつけたりとか。
Right. So not, rather than just a salt or a tempura dipping sauce,
そうですね。
you can have different kinds of sauces. Because it's harder, the crustier.
そうですね。
Okay. So the, back to the concept. You said it's 串揚げ is the theme of the restaurant. And what would you like to...Do at Yamada Chikara, New York. どんな風にそのコンセプトとあと何をされたい?
まあ、先ほど、まあ、うちの東京のお店もそうなんですけど、お茶っていうものがありますので、
うん、
その食事の後にお茶を召し上がっていただきたい。お抹茶も用意してますし、
うん、So just like the restaurant in Tokyo, you want to serve tea concept. So, so when you say tea, it's a tea ceremony, which is based on おもてなし which is Japanese hospitality.
そうですね。まあお茶、日本のその本当の懐石のお茶っていう、言うと、もうそのお茶を飲むために皆さんお食事をするっていうことが第一重要なことで、
うん、
まあそういうこともありますけど、まあまずはやっぱり串揚げを、
うん、
皆さんに知っていただくのが第一かなっていう、その日本料理にある串揚げっていう調理法をまず知っていただきたいってことですね。
うん、So, the hospitality behind tea ceremony, that's called 茶会席、うん、which is a very independent style. Like, I think it's like a ichiju sansai, miso soup,、
yeah.
and the rice and three other,、mm. you know, the other dishes. And it's like in total, you're going to have like almost 10 courses. But Yamadashi から New York,Instead, there is a tea ceremony hospitality. At the end of the meal, you serve tea from your farm, I think.
Yes.
Your parents' house. And yeah, but the kushiyage is the main thing because people don't know kushiyage in this country, I think.、
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of any independent kushiyage restaurant, even in New York.
そうですね。多分ないと思いますね。
Perhaps there's no kushiyage restaurant. So,Yeah, so kushiyage, what makes a good kushiyage? 何が美味しさのコツなんですかね。
やっぱりその油、どういった油を使ってるかっていうことと、
So to make a good kushiyage, first oil, coil oil.、うん、
あとはその揚げるためのこうパン粉をつける手前にこう泥っていうものがあるんですけど、そういったそれをどういったレシピ、どういった配合でやるかっていうのも重要ですし、
So before you fry.And put the breadcrumbs on in over the you know the coating the ingredients、mm. with the breadcrumbs. There's doro. What is doro? It's like
なんだろう。まあパン粉あパン粉じゃないね。ごめんなさい。薄力粉を使って小麦粉を使ったり、あと米粉。
So that's the base made with some sort of starch that can be rice flour、or just the wheat flour.
あと山芋ですね、重要なのは。
The sticky 山芋 can be the base.
中に、はい。
Wow. What kind of flavor does it make? 山芋。
山芋もちろん味もあるんですけど、こうそのパン粉をつけた時にこう周りにまとわりついて、こうカラッと油切れが良くなるというか。
So, for listeners who are not familiar with 山芋の里芋、they are like gooey.Potato, if you grate it, it gets really gooey. And it's one of the most important unique ingredients in Japan, I think. So if you make kushiyage, now you have an ingredient, you coat it with that yamaimo, grated yamaimo, it gets sticky that breadcrumbs get even stuck more tightly to the ingredient. And you can make it fried and then the oil drips more easily. That's a good trick.
はい、
But you, can you find yamaimo here? Is it local
yes,
yamaimo?
Yes.
Right, so you can have New York City yamaimo. okay. All right. And then, so the oil, I think I want to really talk about the oil. You said the choice of oil is important. And you use taihaku goma abura, which is a unique Japanese goma abura. So why did you choose that?
やっぱりその油切れがいいっていうこと、
So it's just the oil drips、
はい、
more fast. I think the 太白ごま油 is it's not the black seed oil,、black sesame seed oil because it's a blend of white and black sesame seeds, but it's not toasted, so it's a white color、
yes.
and it's not the toasty.、Sesame oil flavor. So that's also good for the ingredients flavor、
ね、
to be、
はい、
shining.
だいたい日本の揚げ物は、まあ、天ぷらもそうですけど、大半のごま油使うところは多いですね。
So a lot of Japanese restaurant in Japanese cuisine, people, chefs prefer this 大半ごま油、 because it's not too strong. Doesn't compete with the ingredients. Yeah, and also I think because it's uncooked, it's not toasted, the smell is very subdued, but it's kind of nutty, like almond or macadamia nut kind of lighter flavor. Yeah, so, and I think fluffy and lighter. Okay, so that's the two things. So base choice of the base starch before putting the breadcrumbs, and also a choice of oil.
Yes.
And I think Taihaku Mawara is very expensive compared to.
多分高いと思います。こちらは。
Perhaps.
日本でも高いです。
It is relatively speaking, way more than regular oil. So that's the quality. Okay. And what in the first place you said you wanted to open the kushiyage restaurant. Because it's not here. But also, it's a unique skewered dishes, which could be challenging for a chef. So why kushiyage?
Kushiyage ってやっぱりさっきも言ったように面白いのはこう自分でこう一回調理したものをもう一回調理し直す。し直すというかまあ揚げる。なのでこういろんなチャレンジができるんです。いろんな料理のなんだろう創作的なことができるので、そういうのも面白かったですし、
So compared to tempura, kushiyage, like I said earlier, you can cook, pre-cook it, and do something more. So for instance, how do you? I mean, you can just utilize your creativity more diversely, right? Because you pre-cook and then refry it. So do you have an example of?
例えばこうマリネした魚を野菜を巻いて揚げたりとか、
For instance, you can marinate vegetable out of the
一度煮込んだお肉をまたもう一回パン粉をつけて揚げたりとか、
So you can marinate fish but with vegetable and you can fry it for kushiyage or you can cook braise the meat and you can fry it too. So it's unlimited. It's not just on the skewer but you can do a lot of things. Isn't it like Spanish pinchos?
Yes. Spanish pinchos. そうですね。まあ、スタイル、まあ、そのピンチョスっていうものを使ってるってところはすごい似てますし、いろんな種類のものを少しずつ食べるっていうところはすごい似てますよね。
So, pinchos and kushiyage are very similar in terms of, it's more small portions and you can try many different things. Right. Okay, I'm getting hungry now. okay, so what kind of menu do you offer at Yamada Chikara, New York?
今うちの店はもうお任せのコース一つしかないんですね。
お任せコース only. And how much is it?
180ドルです
。So just like the same price, $180, just like the one in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have only 20 seats, even in New York too, right? Which is much smaller than regular restaurants. People say if you are under 60 seats, it's hard to make money. So yeah, but you are serving the quality.Okay, and so how many dishes you have?
何皿あるの？串だけででも多分10本から22本ぐらいはあると思うので。
Right. So only if you just pick up串 dishes, only 10 to 12 dishes. And you have beautiful appetizer.
そうですね。その前に前菜みたいのがあったりとか、その串と串の間にいろいろなお料理入れたりとか、あと最後に軽いなんかちょっとお寿司のようなご飯出したりとか。
Right. Yeah, you start with an aperitif, sake martini.
Ah, はい。
Right. And and a Spanish omelette. Can you tell me about the Spanish omelette? I really love that.
Spanish omelette はまあそのスパニッシュオムレツの中に入っている材料がこう違うテクスチャーでグラスの中に入っているっていう。
Right, so you have the Spanish omelette with different style and texture. So it's served in a glass, and it's kind of more.
そうですね。僕がだからあのスペインの方でやってきたそのエスプーマっていうものを使って、じゃがいもをこう泡状にしたりとかしてる。
So inside, you use technique of espuma, and then fluff the potato, and that's more kind of different experience.
はい。
By the way, the espuma, I want to talk about that because espuma is a very Ferranadria. Although the idea of espuma is you make the food more foamy, fluffy. Right, so Why do you use espuma?
まあ、もっと食材をこう軽くするっていう目的もありますし、
To make the food lighter to your stomach.
あとやっぱりこう違うテクスチャーをこう味わって、面白みを出したりとか、驚きを出したりとか、
It's more surprising and fun new experience of texture. The one thing I noticed is it's lighter, but the flavor is more concentrated if you make.
そうですね。あのエスプーマって、まあ、普通のムースとは違って、他のなんだろう。副食材みたいなこう生クリームとか卵白とか加えなくてもこう泡状にできるので、その食材 100% で。
So instead of use like a melon, like egg white or anything, you can just actually make food itself, like potato for instance, as in the form of form. So that's why it's maybe healthier.
そうですね、ヘルシー。そうですね。例えばチョコレートムース作るときも生クリームとか卵白とか加えないでもうチョコレートだけでこうエスプーマっていう、まあ、ああいうムース状にすることができるっていう、
So even if you make a chocolate mousse you don't have to add fresh cream or anything、So just a concentrated chocolate flavor、Okay And yeah that's amazing that I didn't think of using that apply to Japanese cuisine but why not So Okay And Also, you, for instance, when I had a dinner at Yamadashikara, New York, you used the soba flour as a base. You said doro. And I like that because the soba has a very distinctive flavor. And that was really great with, I think, sea urchin from Hokkaido.
Ah, hi.
So, and the sauce with that, that was... Soba flour and Hokkaido sea urchin. What kind of sauce did you serve with? ウニとそば粉。そば粉
の。はい。うちパン粉で揚げるだけじゃなくて、その食材に合わせて揚げる、そのさっきから言ってる泥っていうのも変えてるので、そのウニの時はそのそば粉を使ったもので揚げてます。
So that's simply that the sea urchin and the soba. Right. Okay. And you serve with different sauces.Right, so that was interesting. British modern salt and that was yuzu kosho, and your original kushiyaki sauce. So it was a very new idea. And actually, kushiyaki is very casual in Japan, right?
Casual なところもありますけど、高級なところもありますね。だから日本のお寿司屋さんと同じです。
So,
日本の寿司屋はカジュアルのもあれば高級なのもあったりするので、
So just like sushi, 串揚げ can be casual and formal. So interesting. I never had a course menu of 串揚げ。
なあ、そうですか。
I didn't experience that in Japan, so it was great. We talked about the spuma, which I was very fascinated by. But do you use the machine? Right. Okay. And so you have a beautiful patio with tables and chairs that resembles a Japanese traditional tea house in your backyard, which is amazing. So what's the idea?
そのさっきから言ってる日本の茶会席っていうのは、お食事食べて一旦こう席を変えるっていう床替えっていうことをするんですね。
So there's a term 床替え。That means that you change the place during the dinner.
だからお食事食べてその後ちょっと違うところでゆっくりお茶を飲んでいただくっていうことをしていただきたかったですし。
So first, you wanted to have your guests to finish the meal and then tokugae, change the place and relax.
そこでデザートを召し上がっていただくこともできますし。
So if you like, you can have dinner and the dessert with the tea in the backyard.
はい。
Yeah, I got lucky. When I was there, there was a beautiful summer day. And,
そうですね。もう少ししたら寒くなってしまうので、早く来ていただけたら、パティを楽しんでもらえる。
So listeners, it gets colder, so please come to the restaurant. But I think there's a heating lamp. I think that'd be really nice too, especially with nice hot tea. Okay. Here's a...Challenging question for you. What's the biggest challenge in opening and managing a restaurant in New York?
そんなまだ自分で何か考えられるほど。
It's too soon to answer. It's only 5 months since you opened.
まあ、これから少しずついろいろとニューヨークのことを知ったりとか、
うん、
あとはやっぱりこうなんだろう、まあいろいろこっちのペースに変えていくのもいいと思うんですけど、やっぱり自分が今までやってきたことをこう貫き通すっていうこと、
うん、
もう一回そこに戻ろうかなというふうにだんだん思ってるって感じですかね。
うん、So you, we had a conversation before the show that you, since when you opened a restaurant in May, you were more thinking of becoming a New York restaurant.、うん、Now you are reviewing what you've done in the last 5 months and then thinking of what I can do in my own way、うん、of the restaurant.
そうですね、今度だから来週、うん、来週今度の8、いやごめんなさい、21日から21、22、23とちょっと日本のレストランと同じような感じで懐石仕立ての串揚げのコースをやるので、
Oh, wow.
はい、
So May 21st to 23、うん、You're going to serve a Japanese 懐石 style、うん、コースメニュー
with 串揚げ、
うん、串揚げ、Wow, interesting、うん、So is it going to be more traditional?
Yes、
うん、Wow.
もしよければ。
So listeners, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, it's a traditional 串揚げメニュー。That's something you can experience not easily in New York. So that's great. Also, what is your plan for the future?
まあちゃんとニューヨークのお店をやること。
Just to make your New York restaurant successful.
あと昔僕は。住んでたバルセロナに今お店作ってるのでまた、
mm, So you're building a restaurant in Barcelona、はい、Your home, second home、
yeah. Yes、
mm, So what kind of restaurant is going to be?
そばレストラン
Wow、うん、
あとはもうやっぱり、うん、なんだろうな、まあいろんなところでいろんな人と知り合うのがすごい好きなので、
mm, So、so you love meeting people、うん、in different places、
はい
Place. mm, I think you're a very curious person、うん、And、you likeDiscovering the world.
まあでもいろんなクリアしなきゃいけない問題がいっぱいあるんで少しずつあまり急がないで少しずつ、
mm, はい、There's so many things that you have to just get conquer so、yeah. do slow But I'm curious why do you decide to open a soba restaurant in Spain?
実はそばってスペインで作ってるっていうのは知ってでスペインにそばのレストランがないので
Oh like you can have soba plants You can、yeah. find a soba、yeah.In Spain?
Yeah.
Wow. I think the soba is actually very、strong and you can grow almost、mm. anywhere, but I didn't know.
Yeah, あんまり作ってるところはないですね、mm. 世界中探しても、
oh. はい、So, okay. So you can、get the soba flour. You can make soba.
はい、そうです。So,
wow, that's challenging. Wow, that's...、well, keep me posted and we'll talk about that too. Okay.、alright, so...What would you like to communicate to non-Japanese diners at, you know, in New York restaurant?
そうだな。ニューヨークってすごい特殊ですね。僕もだからバルセロナでお店やって、東京でお店やって、いろんなところで働いてましたけど、やっぱりニューヨークってっいろんな人が集まるし、こう自分からいろんなことをこう言っていかなきゃならないっていう部分もすごいあったりとかただやっぱり自分をちゃんと作ってないとなんか流されてしまうっていうのをすごい最近感じてる、
うんうん、So New York is so diverse and there's so many interesting things and interesting people but you have to really express yourself otherwise you're going to be just blown away、うん、So you have to create your own base
で何よりももうそれをちゃんと自分で説明できる英語力がないと、
mm, And I have to learn more English And then to be able to explain、yeah. your own foundation
それが大切です、mm,
But I'm sure next time we'll speak yes, in English、yeah. too but you're sorry you cannot do it in Spanish Maybe I'll try to do it in Spanish
Yeah, yes, yes, please, Spanish、yeah.
right. Okay, so、where can we find your latest update online? Is that、Instagram?
そうですね、インスタグラムもやってるのかな、mm-hmm. あと
What's the address of Instagram?
Yes、ごめんなさい、インスタグラムはまだやってないかもしれないです、
あ、そう
ちょっとこれから
、mm. So the website?
Yeah. あ、ウェブサイト、yes
Okay, so it's
山田力ニューヨーク NY
Okay、
yeah.
So it's、YAMADACHIKARINYC.com
yeah.
Okay, great So、good luckSo, and thank you for joining us today. So,
Yeah, it's exciting. Someone like you who's really established in Japan, in Spain, you try to do something, take a risk, and it's very inspiring. So,
gochikasu.
Thank you so much. So, listeners, if you have any questions or comments about the show or suggestions for show topics or guests, please contact us at japanneeds@heritageradionetwork.org or akikotema.com. And Japan Needs is live at 3 p.m. on Mondays and always available at heritageradionetwork.org, iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify as a podcast. Our engineer today is Matt Patterson, and thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.